Well, a 60-year-old Florida truck driver is being held in the deaths of 10 migrants who were found in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio early yesterday morning. Officials described a horrific scene in the truck where they found dozens of people fighting for their lives in sweltering temperatures. Many of those migrants are now in critical condition in area hospitals, and officials say they fear the death count could rise. Joining us now to talk about this is Jace Calderas. He's former chief of staff in charge of operations for Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is now the CEO of XFED Consulting in San Antonio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And this case is making big news, but how often is this kind of thing happening and we just don't hear about it?
Well, I mean, it happens quite often. I mean, it's always sort of been one of those things that, you know, we always had to deal with, but deaths are a little more rare, but the smuggling activity happens every day.
And do you think it's likely in this case or in any other case that the truck filled with migrants actually crosses the border, or do they cross on foot and then get in and are taken to another place?
Well, what typically happens is usually they'll be brought across the border, you know, assisted by, you know, one of the organizations to get them across the border, and then they'll take them to safe houses, typically stage them from there, and then, you know, that's when they'll load them and then move them north.
How much would a migrant typically have to pay to do something like this?
Well, it varies depending on the country of origin. For example, you know, they're coming from China. Those smuggling fees can be as high as $30,000 per person. If they're Central American or Mexican, depending on the services they're providing, could be $3,000 to $5,000, all the way up to tens of thousands of dollars, depending on, again, the services that they're providing. If they're getting them all the way from Central America to the interior of the United States, that's typically more expensive. Or if they're just getting them across the border, you know, that's, you know, one thing. And then there's just varying prices depending on services.
And why is it important to the migrants to get so far into the United States rather than just getting across the border?
Well, because there's the checkpoints and the other things that they have to, you know, get past in order to get to the interior to work. Typically, they're trying to get to go where either their family members or work or both are.
Do the drivers of the trucks typically know what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, if they say otherwise, they're not being truthful.
You've worked on immigration enforcement since the 1990s. Has it changed a lot? Has human smuggling changed a lot during that time?
Yes. Criminal organizations, they are very sophisticated, and they evolve based on what enforcement does. They're very sophisticated, and they control now pretty much all aspects of the smuggling. In the early 90s, there was a lot more mom-and-pop type smuggling operations, you know, smaller and sort of independent folks. You don't see that anymore. It's much more organized. The cartels control it and do not typically allow others to operate in their areas.
And presumably, there are a lot of cases where migrants are dying in the back of trucks that we don't even hear about.
It's possible.
Do you think the legal system for dealing with this needs to be changed?
I do. I believe that the penalties for alien smuggling are not stiff enough. And you know, it's one of those situations with the criminal organizations where smuggling people has become so lucrative versus drugs, because the penalties are fairly light, if at all. With sentencing guidelines and stuff, you know, some of these folks that are smuggling the people in are getting, you know, little or no time, depending on how many times they get caught or, you know, how organized it is. It's less risky smuggling people than it is drugs.
Were you surprised when you heard about this situation?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's Jace Calderas, who's former chief of staff in charge of operations for ICE and now the CEO of XFED Consulting in San Antonio. Jace, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.